The ballots have been counted, the gowns fitted, and the red carpets vacuumed in preparation for tonight's 79th Academy Awards ceremony. Oscar analyst and Maxim magazine film critic Pete Hammond has noticed a trend in the Academy. He calls it playing for real.
Heard you were wooing Ginger Rogers. What about that?
She's just a friend.
Ha! Men can't be friends with women, Howard. They must possess them or leave them be.
You may think that was Kate Hepburn, but actually it's Kate Blanchett, who became an Oscar winner 2 years ago for portraying the other Kate in The Aviator. But she's not the only star who caught Oscar's eye for playing another star. Last year, Reese Witherspoon sang Just Like June Carter Cash in One Best Actress. Actors playing Johnny Cash and CBS News anchor Edward R. Murrow lost to Philip Seymour Hoffman doing his best impression of author Truman Capote.
It's Truman for William Shawn, please. Yeah, have you read the article about the killings in Kansas in the front section of the New York Times? I think that's what I want to write about.
So if you want to win an Oscar these days, the answer is simple. Get real. Ever since they gave their top acting honor to George Arliss as British Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli in 1930, the Academy has rewarded actors playing real people. Boxer Jake LaMotta, country singer Loretta Lynn, Klaus Van Bulow, General George S. Patton, Ray Charles, Bela Lugosi, and Gandhi, just to name a few. The trend now, though, is simply exploding, especially this year, where Oscar looks like an honor fit for a queen and a king.
This is all very well, Your Excellency, but what about the reports of mass killings?
Who have you been talking with? The British. Go. Look around Uganda for missing people. Go anywhere you please.
So why would the British spread these rumours?
Because they hate me.
Forrest Whitaker, as the infamous Ugandan dictator in Last King of Scotland, has won over 20 critics' awards and is a favorite to take home this year's Best Actor Oscar. I bet before his performance, most Academy voters were probably more familiar, though, with Idi Gourmet than Idi Amin.
I doubt there is anyone who knows the British people more than I do, Mr. Blair, nor who has greater faith in their wisdom and judgment. And it is my belief that they will any moment reject this mood which is being stirred up by the press.
And Helen Mirren as Queen Elizabeth II is rolling over her competition as consensus choice to win Best Actress for the Queen. Playing a famous person, queen or king, living or dead, seems to be the surest way to get a front row seat at the Kodak Theater. The Academy seems to think it's brilliant acting if it's someone they might recognize.
So whenever I was down, I would just escape into my mind, to my other life, where I was someone else. It made me happy to think that all these people just didn't know yet who I was going to be.
Charlize Theron won an Oscar after she transformed herself so convincingly into serial killer Eileen Wuornos in Monster 3 years ago. You couldn't tell her apart from the widely played news clips of the real Eileen. And Julia Roberts had the real Erin Brockovich vouching for her every step of the way to winning her Oscar in 2000. This year, homeless father-turned-Wall Street whiz Chris Gardner has been quite visible endorsing Will Smith's nominated portrayal of his life in The Pursuit of Happiness, thus making Will's own pursuit of Oscar that much more credible. And why not? 2 years ago, the same endorsement strategy worked for Don Cheadle.
There will be no rescue, no intervention force. We can only save ourselves.
He became a surprise Oscar nominee for Hotel Rwanda when the man he played, Paul Rusesabagina, sang his praises at more Hollywood parties than even Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan could attend. Stars playing people we've never heard of are dark horses in the Oscar race now, as even actors playing thinly disguised famous people are cleaning up on the award circuit.
Ladies, thank you so much. You're saving Jimmy's life. Thank you so much, ladies. And I'm at your feet. You see that? I'm at your feet, baby. Thank you so much. And I'd do anything for y'all. Anything, you hear what I'm saying?
Eddie Murphy has been ignored by Oscar his entire career. But he's finally got his first nomination as James Thunder Early, an R&B singer modeled after the late James Brown with a dash of Jackie Wilson on the side. If you see the resemblance, it's not a mistake.
10 years of solid gold platter.
So here's a memo to the Academy. Why not just get real yourself and create a new category that tells it like it is? How about oh, say, best celebrity impersonation? And the Oscar goes to...
Pete Hammond. He's a film critic for Maxim magazine.